just a few halachot on the laws of Birkat HaLebana. Nashim Peturot veBirkat HaLebana. Ladies are exempt from the Birkat HaLebana. That's the way it's brought down by Acham Ben Sion and Ole Tzion, Chelek Gimel, Perek Dalet Ot Aleph. The Kaf HaChaim also brings it down as well. The question is the importance of making Birkat HaLebana on Motzei Shabbat. So the poskim bring down Siman Zeh Yehe B'Yadecha B'Chodesh Shemevarchim Birkat HaLebana B'Motzei Shabbat Temsah Atzlacha. On the months that you're able to make the Birkat HaLebana Motzei Shabbat, you're going to have Atzlacha. That's brought down in the Sefer Magid Mesharim. There's a famous story told about the great Tzaddikim that went to great efforts in order to make Birkat HaLebana. The great Tzaddik Rabbi Yisrael Abu Hasera, he once was in Europe and was very cloudy, and the time of Birkat HaLebana was getting close to be finished, and he spent money and he went on a plane and he flew to a different area where it wasn't cloudy, all just in order to make the Birkat HaLebana. And it was known that many times he would stay up well after Chatzot, just in order to wait for the clouds to dissipate. And there's a famous story with him as well, that when he was making the Birkat HaLebana once, the clouds were covering the sky. He took his stick and he waved it to the clouds, and the clouds moved away in order for him to make the Birkat HaLebana. So you see, the rabbis, they went to great effort, because it's brought down in Sefarim, Mi shekidesh et HaLebana, whoever made Birkat HaLebana, miyom shekidsha, from the day that he made the Lebana, lo yidag shiyamut peoto achodesh. He does not have to be concerned about Chas v'Shalom, something happening him, a bad consequence that month. That's brought down by Kaf HaChaim Sofer, Kaf HaChaim Palachi, and Siman Lamedhe Od Gimal, the famous Maaseh. There was a fellow, a Jewish guy, where the Goyim said, they're going to kill you. So he said, can I have one last wish? Said, what's the last wish? Let me make Birkat HaLebana. He made Birkat HaLebana, and the Goyim got scared and they ran away. And there's many other Maasim as well. He says over here, from Kaf HaChaim Palachi, Rishonim kemalachim, Yetibu et asher diberu, Dehi segula nifla'a, Dehaomer Birkat HaLebana bekavana, Shelo yireh la shum nezek, Behashash mita beoto achodesh. Umaran Achida katav, Segula gedola ba'mirata linatzil me'oyev, Umekol ra'ah, Im yomadna ketakana. Of course, if you say it according to the halakha. And he says over here, from the Eliyahu Rabbah, Shekeshem shlo yidag shiyamut, just like you don't have to be worried about Chas v'Shalom death, ken lo yigzor alav mita beoto achodesh. There will not be any gezerot on the person that month as well. And it's brought down in the Sefer HaBerit. He asks a simple question. He says, Hanisayon me'id la'efech. We see people die every month, even though they made Birkat HaLebana. The great Tzaddikim, why did they make Birkat HaLebana? So he says, Hiksha, the Anisayon Me'id La'efech, the Kama Anashim Kitshu HaChodesh, Umetu Be'oto HaChodesh. So now what are you going to say? Betirez, Tushmitu Bet Milim. Says there's two words that are missing from this Kaf HaChaim. V'sarik Lomar, Shelo Yidag Shiyamut Bide Adam. That's what it means. Which means he doesn't have to fear that he's going to die in the hands of men. Of course, b'dei shamayim, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a hashbon on the person, that's fine. But at least he doesn't have to worry about any violent crime that a human being, Chas v'Shalom, will come. Avalof tashrimut im yavo yomo. If his time comes, his time comes. And that's the way they understand. If you look at the Kavim, he says, shelo yemut mitam meshuna. They don't have an odd type of death over there. And therefore, again, we make the Birkat HaLebana because it's a mitzvah. But this mitzvah is different than all other mitzvot because it does provide a shemirah, a protection to the person for the entire month. Therefore, one has to be vigilant that when the time comes to make the Birkat HaLebana, especially on Motzei Shabbat, that you shouldn't say, well, I'll do it tomorrow, especially in the places where we live, where it's possible to go for 10 days with cloudy nights, like we've experienced. Sometimes people don't get to make Birkat HaLebana. Especially in Sfaradim, we only start making the Baracha from the 7th day of the month. Ashkenazim, they start making the Baracha from the 3rd day. So they have from the 3rd to the 15th. So they have, you know, basically 2 weeks almost to make it. We have a shorter period of time. We only have 1 week. So therefore, once it becomes clear, one shouldn't be lazy. One should make the barakah. The benefits, as we're reading over here, are very, very beneficial.